Good morning and welcome to the ICS live Facebook stream. God bless you and thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. My prayer is that you are truly blessed as you listen along to this service. Today we have a special guest. We have our brother Nicola sharing God's word with us this morning. Nicola is passionate about the word of God. And the word that God has gave him this week is a message about our weakness in his strength. So I'm going to hand you over now to Nicola. So God bless you, Nicola, and God bless you as we share together this morning.
Good morning, church, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's been a pleasure for us. Before to share the word of God, I want to say a short prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you are Almighty God. You are Sovereign God, and you hold everything in your hand. Thank you for being our Father. I wish to please to ask you for your guiding us in your word and our hearts and minds to be open for the message to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. I was very tired this period of time, and I asking myself where to find the strength when I'm exhausted of wrestling with my weaknesses. There is hope, and for this hope which can transform every person's life, I want to talk. Jesus never promised the apostles easy life. But he promised that he will be with them no matter what circumstances they will face. God is with us. We are all witnessing the world crisis of COVID-19 and the violent protests which are going in many countries all over the world. And the crisis might bring a burden to our soul and heaviness to our life. I don't came here to complain for my life and the struggles. But I pray that this message will bring a hope to your life. How this crisis is going on, I'm realizing that there is a time in your life when the burden of life will overwhelm us and bring to our knees, when we realize how truly weak we are. But in our weaknesses, God is revealing His strength. And for this strength, I want to talk. Power of God can change every person's life. And as a Christian, this power is available to us. Many Christian characters find difficulties in their circumstances. Even the Apostle Paul wasn't be immune of them. For our Bible reading, I choose to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from 7 to 10. But before we read the text, I want to say something for the verses before. In the beginning of chapter 12, Apostle Paul is talking about the revelations, and he is talking about what he have experienced, and those experiences was so much awesome that he don't know does he have been in heaven or this is just a vision what he have, because he don't want to boost himself. He used to speak in a third person, speaking for himself, using the phrase, I know a man. The verses what I will read will leave us impression that he is boosting only his weakness and the perfect power of God in them. Now, let us read the text, 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 till 10. So, to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that I should leave me, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weaknesses. Therefore, I will boast all more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. In the verses 7, Apostle Paul is speaking that he have a thorn in the flesh. What the thorn is, Bible doesn't give us answer. Some commentators are saying one thing and other commentators saying something else. But one thing we know, the thorn is very uncomfortable and brings so much pain to Paul. That much that he cries out for releasement. Oh God, this is painful. Oh God, please release me from this struggle. Oh Lord, just to be free from this. One of the beauties of the text is showing the intimate and the deep relationship of Apostle Paul and our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to ask one simple question. Where Apostle Paul is looking for his releasement, for releasement of his thorn? In God only. And that's why he is praying. Our prayer must be a dependence of God. Many people, when they are overwhelmed by their circumstances, they are looking for releasement, and that is normal. But they are looking for releasement in the wrong things, in alcohol, entertainment, drugs, pills, even in a pornography, just to be released from the pressure of life and the stress. But later on will bring a more pressure than before. It will be more stressful. That is why so many addictions. But Apostle Paul, after he acknowledged his weakness, he is depending on who God is and his sovereignty about every circumstances. His releasement is only in God. Why should we pray? We should pray because we acknowledge our weaknesses, we are recognizing the sovereignty on God, and we cannot depend on our strength. No matter what we are facing, remember, pray and depend on God only. In verses what we read, Apostle Paul did not specify his weaknesses, and that allows to be connected to this text even more. I will speak something about us now. We all have weaknesses. No one is immune of weaknesses. Weakness might be a physical weakness, might be an anxiety, might be a depression, might be a lack of money or losing your job. Weakness might be loss of friend, family member. Weakness might be persecution or many other things which hurt us a lot and brings us so much pain. Somehow we want to be free and released from our weaknesses. But remember, the power of God made perfect when it's changing you, not your circumstances. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been in a circumstances what you don't want to be? Or maybe you are still in the circumstances what you don't want to be. Maybe you are overwhelmed by your weaknesses, as Apostle Paul was. Maybe you are praying, Lord, just release me from this. Maybe you prayed even many times and God said no to your prayers. Even Apostle Paul was praying 3 times. Writing in this text, and God say no to his prayers. But the grace of Lord is sufficient. What we are learning for God and his character. The power of God is a power who changes lives rather than a power who changes circumstances. God is more interested to transform us and make us more like him than to transform our circumstances. God loves us so much that he can't live us unchanged. Another thing, when God is not changing our circumstances by his sovereignty, it's for our good. In the Romans 8:28 it's written, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. I want to share something about me. This is my personal experience. This pandemic chapter was so difficult for me. I found myself overwhelmed by struggles, problems, and weaknesses. I remember I did not sleep well that night. And in the morning I awake with every complaining what I have. There were so many complainings that I can't even say thank you, Lord. Then I prayed, Lord, I am dying. Then in my mind come a thought, if you are dying, he is renewing. Then I saw that the past days or the days before, God was working on my heart to bring me closer to him. His grace is sufficient in our weaknesses. Next morning, the circumstances was the same, but my heart was changed. My heart was full of joy with a grateful attitude of thanksgiving. That is a power of God, power which can make a dried bone bring back to life, Ezekiel 37. Power of God from a worldly dust can make a living man. That morning, when I realize how truly weak I am, I cry out, Lord, I don't have strength. Then he give me his strength. Let's back to the text in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, but verses 7. What's the purpose of the thorn? The purpose of the thorn is to keep me becoming conceited. God is preventing Paul of becoming proud. This passage is about humility, humbleness, and brokenness also. There is no bigger enemy in our life than a pride. In a Proverbs 16, verses 18, it's written this. Pride goes before destruction. Pride made us blind to see how truly weak we are. Pride is boosting our strength, our ability, our position, talents, and many more. Instead, to boost our weaknesses and the God's power in them. God wants for Apostle Paul to be humble and broken, so God's power will work through his weaknesses. But one thing we should know about God. God is a fool with a compassion. He takes care of us even when he don't change our circumstances. In Psalm 34:18 saying, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. God knows through what we are passing and with what we struggle. And when we are broken and crushed, he is very close to us. One of the temptations what we have, or I am the only one who have this problem, when all is well, God can't take my attention. God can't see me weeping on my knees, even I start distancing from him. God did not change my circumstances just to bring me closer to him, which I am very thankful. Now I want to share for other topic, but before we continue move on, I will want still to keep in my mind one thing, that the power of God is a power who changes lives rather than a power who changes circumstances. The new topic is in our weakness, he is our strength. To be weak, it's never been a popular, and many times we avoid talking about our weaknesses, but in fact, we all have weaknesses. My weakness might be your strong side, and your weakness might be my strong side. We are all different, and this should help us to have more understanding for one each other. We want to hide our weaknesses, to avoid them, even to deny them. And again, they will be still there for us. And what happens if we don't surrender our weaknesses to God? They will still control our life. They will control our feelings. They will control our reactions, even our decisions. Somehow, they will gain a control over us. But also remember, our weakness could become a place where highlights his power. I want to ask one simple and a practical question. when His power is available for us. His power is available when we realize how truly weak we are. Isaiah 40:29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength. This power is available when we are faint or weak, when we have no might or strength. His strength is available when we can't do it. His strength is available when we are unable to do by our own strength. I remember the story in Matthew chapter 14, when Jesus was followed by more than 5,000 people. In that moment, He asked the apostles to feed the crowd with the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. What the apostles answered to Him is, "We can't, Lord. We can't feed this huge mass of people with our limited resources." Then Jesus said in verse 18, "Bring them here to me." Bring your limited resources to me. Bring your limitations. Bring your weaknesses to me. So what was apostles' limitations in Jesus' hands that became a food for a more than a 5,000 people? So how much more God can do through our limitations in His hands? It's not about our resources. It's not about our limitations. It's about God and His power. He wants us to depend on Him, not on our limited resources. His strength is available when we can't do with our strength. His strength is available when we lose every hope for salvation in our strength. I have a few examples. Jesus gave a hand to Peter when he was sinking, Matthew 14:30. Other story is, He calmed the storm when apostles lose every hope for salvation. They said, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing," Matthew 8:25. And the last story, on his journey to Rome, the boat where was Apostle Paul was in the midst of a heavy storm. The storm was that strong that many days they wasn't see sun, they wasn't see moon or stars. Haven't seen any sign of hope that this will ever end, that this will ever stop. And going down in Acts 27, verse 20, it's written this: All hope for our being saved was at last abandoned. The angel come when they lose every hope for salvation in their strength, every hope for salvation in their boat, every hope of salvation in their ability. Where there is nothing to hold, His strength is available for us. What we can learn? There is no storm or circumstances in your life which God has not promised that He will be with you. And in every crisis, He wants to be your refuge and to depend only on Him. It's about Him and His glory. It's not about us. There is only one hero, and that hero isn't me. What is my conclusion? No matter how weak we are, God's power is enough strong to work through our weaknesses. When we are weak, we are strong because we are allowing God to work in our lives. With surrender life, you can be able to do things which you never been able to do by your own. I wish let us to come to that moment to say that, "God, I have a truly nothing to offer you. I'm a weak and I'm surrendering to you. Please display your power in me and change my heart." And when everyone will see that transformation, will know it's not me, but it's your grace and strength in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Nicola, for that very encouraging and heartfelt message that in our weakness, God's strength is made perfect. Isn't that a wonderful reminder? that despite us, despite our limitations and despite our weaknesses, when we yield to God, His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, Abba Father, Daddy, we praise and rejoice this morning because we can boldly enter God's holy presence because of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. By His death and His resurrection, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting in Him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean and pure and have our bodies washed with His pure water. God, the Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon us this morning. Please give to us the understanding of Your wisdom. Give us the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ as we fix our hearts and minds upon You this morning. Pour out Your tangible presence upon us that we may experience You more, that You would open the eyes of our understanding so that our ears would be on the same wavelength, so that we would hear when You speak. Glorious Father, grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know You more. And I pray that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened in order that we may know the hope, the steadfast and sure hope to which You have called us in the glorious riches of His inheritance and His incomparable great love for us who believe. Teach us Your truth. Reveal it so that we may live it out before Your holy presence. We acknowledge, O Lord, that we are weak, but we also acknowledge that You are strong. And in our weakness, Your strength is made perfect. Reveal to us Your might, Your power, and Your majesty. We have limitations, but You have no limits. We are weak, and You are strong. We need sleep, but You never sleep or slumber. In our weakness, Your strength is truly made perfect. And we acknowledge before You, a holy God, this morning, that we have many weaknesses, O Lord. Let us now confess them all in Your presence. I pray, O Lord, that pride would not stop our confession, O God. I pray through the power of Your Holy Spirit that You would convict us and lead us to repentance, so our relationship with You would be renewed. Our weaknesses would be washed away through the power of Your blood. Sometimes, Lord, we struggle to admit our weaknesses because we want to be self-sufficient. O Lord, do not let pride stop us. We acknowledge it is the downfall of angels, and we repent before You, O Lord, this morning. And we acknowledge our total dependence upon You. And we recognize that even the breath in our lungs is a gift of God. Elevate our minds above the temporary and the meaningless concerns of this life. Transport us, O Father, into Your heavenly realms, where we are seated with Christ Jesus, far above powers and principalities and rulers of this present age. I thank You that You've given us authority to stand upon snakes and scorpions. and that you would not allow us to be tempted beyond that which we can bear. And when we are tempted, that you give us a way out. O Lord, the next time that we are tempted and we want to succumb to that temptation, remind us to pray and to call to you, that we may walk that way out, that you may reveal the way out, that we would be overcomers in Christ Jesus. Slow us down, O Lord. Help us to make the most of every opportunity, that we would seek your face as long as it's called today. Heal our broken hearts, O Lord. Relax our stiff necks. Bind up our wounds and our brokenness. Pour in the oil and let us accept your healing touch. Tear down our high walls of opposition, O God. Smash down our barriers. Heal our hurt. Heal our pain. Heal our rejection, O God, according to your loving kindness. Remove all the pretense. Let us take down our masks and penetrate our rebellion and our religion. Dissipate the charade, that our pride may dissolve before you. Lead us into true repentance. We acknowledge that we need you, O God, that we are desperate without you. Heal us, our Redeemer and our King. Replenish us with your love, with your Holy Spirit, with your truth. Let the streams of living water flow within our inner beings. Cleanse us, refresh us, and refill us. Let our cup overflow. Have your way in us. We do indeed yield to you, O God. We bend the knee. We bend the stiff neck. We come fully before you and acknowledge our total dependence upon you. And we ask you that your will be done in our lives and not our own. In Jesus' name, we ask that. Amen. God bless you. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Well, I'd like to acknowledge this morning that I very much miss fellowship with you, the ICS Church, and hopefully we will be able to resume church services quite soon. So please keep tuned in, keep dialed in, read the ICS emails, and give us some feedback. We love you, we miss meeting together, and hopefully we will be able to resume that soon. So God bless you. And I want to bless you before you go. I pray that you would experience God's presence in your daily tasks, in the work, and whatever work that your hand finds to do. Do it to the glory of God and give him all the honor and praise that's due his name. So God bless you. Have a great week. Until next time, God bless.